I recognize this place.
We're not far from the launch site. That was my mistake. Someone's bound to come.
Hopefully we won't need very much time. How's the H1?
Crash didn't have any effect on it, but we won't know until we get it out of the ship.
You're sure it won't work inside?
No, but I want to be sure. I think we're only going to get one chance at this.
Right. I'll get my tools. You get the H1 unfastened.
Roger that.
And if somebody does come...
Don't worry. Nobody will interfere.
Dr. Anker?
Over here, yes. Sarah? Sarah...
Jenkins.
You found me pretty quickly.
We don't get a lot of strangers.
Please, sit down. I ordered us some coffee. I don't know how you like it.
That's fine.
Thank you for agreeing to meet with me, Ms. Jenkins. When I called your paper, I didn't hold out much hope that anyone would be interested.
Lucky I picked up the phone. My editor thinks I'm reporting on the opening of fishing season.
Oh, am I keeping you?
I had that piece written 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
So, you're with the Kelvin Private Space Project?
Yes.
So this...
Definitely has something to do with that noise we all heard an hour ago.
That was a crash.
A premature landing.
But you knew it was coming. That's why you called.
The Kelvin self-launching capsule is programmed for a slow descent. I was monitoring the flight when I noticed they had activated the re-entry protocol. Communication had already been cut off, so my only option was to meet the capsule at their new landing site.
Your only option? Where's everyone else? Where's the rest of the recovery crew?
This is off the record.
I didn't even start recording.
I'm no longer acting on behalf of the Kelvin Private Space Program, the Kelvin Corporation, or any associated entities. I saw the change in the capsule's trajectory before anyone else noticed. I was able to explain it away as a fluctuation, and then I made my way down here.
Why? You can't not tell me. This story is going to get out one way or another. They had to notice when the ship started crashing.
I think I have to tell you what this was all about. When we publicized the launch, it was all about the capsule, the lightest, most energy-efficient way to achieve low Earth orbit.
I know you were pushing the environmental angle. Space launches being too wasteful, greenhouse gas effect, etc.
Well, to say nothing of the economics.
I'd always wondered about that. It took something like 2,000 metric tons of fuel to launch the space shuttle?
And you'll notice we don't have space shuttles anymore. It's all about gravity, the tyranny of nature. That's what the mission was about. There was something on board, a machine I built, the H1.
What's the H1?
It's a prototype, based on my theories of quantum state manipulation. Simply stated, if gravity is caused by objects with mass causing curvature to space-time, this device can manipulate, even eliminate those curves.
So it's an anti-gravity machine?
Gravity control, I like to call it. Yeah, at least in theory. What this machine does is so sensitive that I could never risk testing it close to the ground or in an atmosphere. Low Earth orbit isn't truly weightless. It's more like free fall. But it is an isolated enough environment that I felt comfortable giving the H1 its first test there.
Why didn't you go along?
I failed the physical.
Oh.
I monitored the experiment, though. We had audiovisual communication. I was guiding them every step of the way. Then, on the device's first real test, we lost contact.
Do you have any idea what could have happened?
The device was starting to work. Diana, Johansson, she was one of the two. She set it to try and actually induce a gravitational pull at the bottom of the craft. Artificial gravity, as it were. Good for avoiding the long-term effects of weightlessness. The H1 was running. Several objects they had placed in its area of effect were starting to settle, fall slowly. It affected David and Diana, too. Their feet just hit the floor as the transmission went out.
Just that coffee again?
I didn't check the menu. Why?
We're going to the crash site. 20 ought to cover it.
Well, before we go anywhere...
I don't think we should waste any time. If there's anything to tell me, you can do it on the way.
At least we should take my car.
No way am I following a stranger to a second location.
Aren't you ready yet?
Patience. We have to be precise. There. That takes care of the power coupling. You're sure the ship's battery will hold?
Plenty of power left. Coming home early was the right decision.
Well, I'll still need some time to set up the program and for the computer to process it. We're wrong.
We're not wrong. You and I both saw the same thing.
I'm just saying, as a scientist, I think we need to consider all options.
There isn't time. If anyone knew what we wanted to do, they wouldn't let us near this damn thing. It has to be now.
It'll still take time. What's that?
Someone's headed our way.
Why is he running his sirens? We're the only ones here.
He wants us to know he's coming.
This could be a problem.
You're quite right. Leave it to me. Continue your work.
Did you hear that?
I think everyone in town did.
No, not the explosion, just before that. I really hope it wasn't the H1.
You know, Dr. Ankrum, I get the feeling that despite all you've told me so far, there's still something you're holding back.
Well, why would I do that?
Hey, if I were pouring out scientific secrets to a no-name reporter for a paper with a circulation lower than my credit score, I wouldn't tell them everything either.
So you're saying you don't trust me?
Why don't you want anyone from Kelvin involved? I'm taking a very big risk in assuming you're telling me the truth. So if there's any kind of danger...
I was hoping I could get to the H1 before they did. Kelvin had been pushing for ground tests. I kept trying to get them to understand how dangerous it might be, but to them it's just a new gadget.
And if they do try to test it on the ground, something that alters the curvature of space and time...
If I get to the machine first, I'll take out the motherboard. That should stop them for a while. Oh, we're getting close.
Close to what?
The crash site. I've got it on GPS. Can this thing go off-road?
I hope so.
Just a little bit more to the northwest.
I see the smoke rising. My God.
That's not the capsule.
Patrol car? Out here? What do you think happened?
We should stop here.
Yeah, I think you're right. I can't see anything from here.
The capsule should be over that ridge. Move silently.
Silently? Dr. Ingram, what is going on here?
I only have a theory. Let's just keep moving.
Theory.
We may not have very much time.
Damn!
Is that the H1?
Yes, they're powering it up.
You said that if they test it on the ground.
There's no telling what will happen.
Or what's already happened. Look what they did to that car.
I've got to stop this. You stay back.
David, Diana, what are you doing?
Stay back? Yes, just stay put. Very good idea. I'm not going to do it, but it is a good idea.
Dr. Ankrum, is that really you?
Where's the rest of the rescue team?
They're not coming. I haven't let them know you're back yet.
I see. Very clever.
What happened? Why do you have the H1 running? You know there's a reason we never tested it on the ground.
Don't be afraid, Joseph. Everything is under control. We'll be ready soon.
Something's not right.
We're continuing the experiment. You should join us.
The H1 does work, Joseph. Better than you could have imagined.
It's changed us. We see things differently now.
And we can do things we couldn't do before.
The patrol car. Was that you?
I'm sorry if it upsets you. But things are going to change very soon.
For your own safety, we must ask that neither you nor your friend interfere.
I don't know who you're talking about.
It's all right, Joseph. We can see her. We saw you coming from miles away.
What are you going to do?
When we used the H-1 in orbit, it didn't just alter the curve of space-time. It opened a rift between dimensions. We saw the gravitational forces of the universe and became attuned to them. You saw what I did to that car. All it took was a wave of my hand.
It's had an unusual effect on our minds. We can perceive gravity now, almost see it around us. We've been able to work out what would happen if we used the machine on the ground.
It would open the same rift on the Earth. Expose everyone to what you felt.
Wouldn't that be for the best? Logically, it's a superior state of being. It's power. Shouldn't everyone share in that power?
Not until we know what it is, how to handle it, how to use it responsibly.
This could be a power source for the entire world. Further experimentation in orbit would be useless. It has to be done here, closer to the center of the gravity well.
You've both gone mad. This isn't science!
You won't stop us. The process has already begun, and we could cut you down if you tried to interfere.
We've taken every precaution, please. We want you to share in this. This is your achievement more than ours.
The computer's almost ready. All we have to do is repeat the experiment. Increase the local gravity by 1G over a period of 1 minute, and then we change the world.
Another one?
We let her out of our sight.
Sarah, no! Stop! Go away!
Get down, Diana!
David, not again!
No! Damn you!
Stay back, Joseph!
You're a murderer, David!
Self-defense!
We were in no danger, David. I got out of the way.
The experiment cannot be jeopardized. We agreed on this.
Well, maybe I'm not so sure. Maybe Ankrum is right. Seriously, what are we talking about?
You know what you saw. I saw it too.
What I saw was real, yes, and maybe it would work, but there's a time and a place and...
What is it? What are you... Of course, she's alive.
Alive? You mean...
Sarah!
Let him go!
Take your hands off me!
We're not in danger now!
Sarah! Sarah, are you all right?
I got out of the car. I guess hiding was a waste of time.
You heard what they're planning to do.
The thing that you specifically said they shouldn't. Yes!
The problem is, I don't know if there's any way to stop them.
Let me go!
We're safe, David! Can't you see that? There's nothing they can do to harm us.
I've got to be sure.
You are going mad. And maybe I am too.
It won't matter now. The experiment is ready to begin.
I've still got to tell the H1 to execute.
No matter. Doesn't take a scientist to press a button.
You wouldn't know which one.
We've got to do something.
Stay back. I think... If I can make a run for the power supply.
There. You see? It's underway.
Look again.
Local radius? 6 meters. Program inversion?
When you murdered the patrolman, I knew I needed a contingency. I set this program as a default.
What will it do?
It'll open a rift, as before, but it'll... contain the effect to the area around the machine. And the both of us, of course.
You mean we'll be pulled in? It'll self-destruct.
We're just going somewhere we belong. I don't think we fit in this world.
You call me crazy when you're committing suicide. Let go of me.
Maybe the experiment would have worked, but I don't think we have the right to force this onto others.
No.
It'll all be over soon.
No.
I can't see anything. Are they?
They're gone, Doctor. Along with the H1 and... looks like part of the ship.
And what about us? Are we...
Oh.
Do you feel any different?
A little bruised, maybe?
Well, I certainly don't think I can see gravity waves. This was my fault.
You couldn't have foreseen this.
I rushed forward. I didn't take all the proper precautions. The thrill of the discovery was such that I got careless. And they paid the price.
We probably don't want to be found here.
How far was it back to town? 5 miles or so?
There's a truck stop closer. We'll figure out the rest from there.
Lead the way, then.
Look, Doc... Joseph. Whatever happens, I think there's something you should know.
And that is?
I am holding you personally responsible for the cost of that sedan.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
They Slipped the Bonds of Earth was written by Evan Waters and produced by Catherine Ranella. The story is featured as part of the MAT Scriptwriting Competition Winners Collection of 2017, featuring the voice talents of Christina Yoho as Diana, Eric McLaughlin as David, Beth Josephson as Sarah, and J.T. Walker as Dr. Ankrum. Music provided by Kevin McLeod as permitted under a Creative Commons license. Foley work performed by Christina Yoho. Additional sound effects provided through SoundSnap and freesound.org. The executive producer is Dan Michalko. This has been a Merity Media Midnight Audio Theater production.